On a number of occasions, the army generals and other leaders of security organs of state have come out clearly making a declaration that in the event of the election being won by anyone else who is not Robert Mugabe, they will not accept or subordinate themselves to that new authority. They have been clear that they are the militia of ZANU-PF and not a national army of the people. It is therefore necessary that the leaders of the country, together with the guarantors to the GPA, that is the SADC and the African Union, should descend on Mugabe and the militia that he is leading. And as such, he needs to make a clear statement as commander-in-chief that that behavior is unacceptable.
Can you tell us why you think that there is this kind of deployment of soldiers in those provinces that you mentioned?
ZANU-PF is trying to ensure that it comes back. But also, we are quite aware that ZANU-PF is now utilizing a technical opportunity in the problems in Mozambique, in which in Mozambique, the Renamo rebels have now gone into the bush again and are threatening a war, against the Mozambican government. So, ZANU-PF is now saying we are deploying soldiers in the Mutsi area to block off the coming in of these rebels because they might destabilize Zimbabwe. But honestly speaking, we are aware that that's obvious. An opportunity they are creeping into those areas where they want to intimidate people and use the army